I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
That's right. Another name for an automobile is a
car.
Okay. Your mother's sister would be okay. When would you say? Would you say aunt instead? Or an, would you ever call her an aunt instead of an aunt? What would you call a little insect?
Oh, that's an ant.
That's an ant.
Yeah, ant.
Okay. Okay. Before they lay their eggs, the birds build
the nest.
Yes, darn it. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
What would you call these?
Fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
mosquito.
Okay. Those white things that float around up in the air are, after the storm, the what, little way?
Oh, the clouds.
Clouds, okay. Right now we are sitting inside your, what would you call the building itself?
Oh, house.
House, okay. What's the difference between house and home? You tell me. My grandmother used to always tell me what the difference was. It's not on here, I just said.
No. Let me see, a house. A home is where you live. I ring in the house or the house.
Home is where you own, I believe.
No, home is where you live. That's your living place. That's your home. And a house is just a house. Anywhere. Any place. That's all I know.
My grandmother always used to say that without love, it's just a house. With love and a family, and you stick together, then it's a home. That's why people always saying they're going home instead of going to the house.
That's right, going home, a place of going.
That's right. If a small, troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, and you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word would you use to refer to it? Might you use to refer to it? Like you say, I'll get me a shotgun and kill that.
There were so many kind of animals, body chicken, in night.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a vomit if you didn't know what it was?
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
vomit.
Call them vomit.
Well, what all kinds of things could be a vomit?
Well, something body chicken you call on wheel and. Some call a man.
American possum, they call
possum, something like that. If you want anything to buy a chicken at night, if you just buy the belly thing, you have more chicken than your night.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever call a person a vomit?
Person? Yeah. Call him a word. Say a belly chicken at night.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long? When you cook it, it curls up like that and turns orange or pink.
That's a shrimp, ain't it?
Shrimp, yeah, that's right. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
shrink or draw up.
Okay. If you think a sick person has a fever, you might take his
temperature.
Would one of you or both of you count to 20 for me? So we'll see how you pronounce the numbers. I know you can count, and I'm not.
Count to 20.
Why don't you count to 20 for me?
He said count.